Yes, we are back. What is up, you guys? Put your hands to the beat. PD got a sound, Nick, it's me. What's up? Welcome to the Here We Go podcast, hosted by me, Peter Sears, comedian, in sync lover, or as the term that we now know goes. That's right. In Sinker. What's up, you guys? What's going on? Welcome to the Here We Go podcast, hosted by, that's right, it's hosted by me, Peter Sears. Again, I'll say it again. I am a huge NSYNC fan, as we all know. I mean, hello, I started a podcast. But also, if you're new here, and maybe you are, you know, the premise of this podcast was essentially, I'm a straight male who loves these guys, who loves this era of music, you know, the TRL era, as I call it. I'm sure a lot of you guys call it as well. And, you know, as a straight guy back in those days, you know, different times, wasn't really cool to like that kind of music and boy bands. And even though, you know, some of the guys don't like the word boy bands, it's kind of the title, you know. They like to be called vocal group, but everyone's going to call them boy bands. It is what it is, man. And it wasn't cool back then. And I took a lot of shit in those years and afterwards, you know, on the H word that we don't say and just everything. And then all of a sudden now it's cool again. And I haven't gone anywhere. And most of us haven't gone anywhere. I mean, for the girls, it's more acceptable, you know. But as a straight dude, I dealt with a lot of shit. And that's kind of what this podcast was about. And then it evolved into something completely different. It became, you know, a therapy session for me and all of my failed relationships and how they relate to different timelines of NSYNC music and now Justin music. And it's just so funny. And I, you know, some of you guys have listened to every single episode, so I thank you. So like I said, some of you guys are new here. So welcome to the Here We Go podcast. So what we usually do is every episode we I say we, it's usually just me. Every once in a while we'll have a guest, I will have a guest very soon. We just got to get our schedules going because you know how it is. But anyway, we talk about, you know, we talk about whatever the news is in NSYNC, which big news for this week, as we all know, the Forget Tomorrow tour kicks off this weekend in Vancouver, British Columbia, Washington, which is, it's, I mean, I do enjoy going. I mean, when I say, like, I have so many favorite cities, it's not top five, but I do enjoy Vancouver. It's beautiful, especially this time of year, dude, in the spring, you know, it's not, I mean, it probably will rain at some point because it's fucking Vancouver and it rains all the time in Vancouver. But just so exciting for the tour to kick off on Monday. And then I'll be there in a couple weeks down in San Diego. And if you guys have been paying attention to Justin's social media, he's been posting, you know, little clips or previews of what the stage and the arena is going to look like. And there's two stages and there's, you know, there's graphics and digital stuff. And I mean, you know, I'll be honest, I don't know if you guys remember, and I don't remember when it was. I don't know if it was after the tour was over, the Man of the Woods tour, but, you know, and I would have to go back. I know there's like a service where you can go back and look at tweets, but I remember, and I might be paraphrasing, but it's pretty close to what the tweet said, but it was Justin, after that had wrapped up, tweeting, "I already know what the next one's going to sound like." And we're like, come on, dude. And then he made us wait 6 years. Come on, dude. You knew what it was going to sound like, and you made us wait 6 years. Come on, Justin. That's not fair. But so excited. If you're like me, you've listened to everything I thought it was on repeat so many times. If you're like me and you follow me on social, you'll know that I often post, you know, flyers for shows or different things that make a reference to Justin or NSYNC or, you know, different things that only like people that are that like our fans will recognize. Like one of the girls from Mission NSYNC recognized my post the other day because I was copying Justin when he had posted I took a picture in front of it. They were like I think they're called bills, like the posters that you see like on walls in like New York and LA when they're advertising something like a movie or something, and it's that Justin Timberlake will be performing for one night only in Los Angeles. And so I did the same thing. I tried to get the same lettering, but I couldn't. But I did the same, you know, color sequence, and I put it, you know, Peter Sears is performing in Ontario for one night only, and you know, I had fun with it, but. Anyway, I'm so excited. I do have an issue, though. I need a date for the concert. So if anybody wants, if anybody's listening, I mean, not like date, like, I mean, you know, I mean, it would be great to be on a date. But like, I have an extra ticket to the concert. I put it up for sale. I'm just trying to get my money back. But if anyone wants to go and you listen to this podcast and you live in LA or San Diego, hit me up, dude. I might have a ticket for you. I'm going to the San Diego show May 14th. So anyway, I'm just excited, dude. And I'm trying to figure out. I want to go to Austin to see it. Now, that was the plan. But one of my best friends I have two friends that are. They have birthdays like 5 days apart. And their wives just emailed me a few days ago that they're having a surprise birthday party for the both of them because they're both turning 40. And it's the weekend that I was supposed to go to Austin, so it's still possible that I can go to Austin for like, I don't know, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or something like that. Friday, go to the concert, fly back on Saturday, and come to the party. You know, that's feasible, so I may do that, or I don't know yet. There's a couple other dates that I could go to. I want to see this show. I'm going to see this show twice. I would like to see it three times because I don't know, like for all, I mean, this might be his last like full tour by himself, but as we'll get into later, you know, there's probably something happening with NSYNC on the horizon. We'll get to that in a little bit. But so anyway, that's usually what we do. We start off with some NSYNC news and then we break down lyrics to one of the NSYNC songs, but we're pretty much out of NSYNC songs at this point. There's only one song left, well, for now, and there's a couple people I want to have join me for that one, so we're going to push that one back a little bit. So I've started on the Justin catalog, and we're going to continue that in a couple weeks as well. We'll get back on track with those, with the Future Sex Love Sounds, which for a lot of people is their favorite Justin album, and you know, it's a great album, and it holds close to my heart. It's, you know, just like everything else, it's a very specific time period in my life where I was single and, you know, partying and loving life and going to clubs, and then I met somebody, and then so the breakup songs became about her and so forth, and then I met somebody else and we kind of enjoyed the songs again and whatnot. And anyway, but also, yeah, I don't know. It's just a very specific part of my life. And, you know, like, and that's what's, you know, I've talked about it on here before. But like I said, some of you guys are probably new. So, you know, the thing about music is it's not unlike a lot of things, but like, there is something about music that's different. But, you know, depending on what the song is and whatever, it will elicit, you know, memories, emotions, you know, and those are strong, you know, like when something that like, you know, I'm a trained actor, classically trained actor at that. And, you know, there would be certain things that like, you know, they would teach us to do to kind of build up our emotions before a scene. And sometimes it's like, hey, if there's a song that gets you, you fucking play that song. And, you know, then you go out there and do your scene and hold on to that, you know, like there's different things that you can do. And with music, it's like, you know, I can hear a certain song and it's just like, bam, you know, right back there. You know, I could hear, you know, No Strings Attached and be right back in that arena, you know, seeing the guys come down on the puppet strings, or, you know, hear pop and see the fucking stage pop in and like the mechanical bulls and all that shit, dude. Like, you know, and with Justin, you know, I can see, you know, him on stage doing mirrors at the Forum and just getting on his knees and, you know, everyone just fucking rocking out, you know, just, I don't know what the Forum holds, like 15,000-16,000 people, but like just, you know, just so many, like just instantly, you know? But we do have some other news aside from Justin's tour kicking off. There was a thing about, I didn't realize, but Lance is no longer an owner of Heart WeHo. So, you know, I read a couple articles. There was an incident at the club, but he already wasn't part of the group at that point. But he just made a comment about it. But also, he, I guess, sold his, I don't know how that works, but he's no longer involved with the ownership group, so he must have sold his shares to somebody. But it appears that the venue is up for sale, so I don't know. I don't know, like, he brought it, they did a great job of redoing it from what it used to be, and I don't know what happened. I mean, you know, for those of you guys that don't live in LA, which is a lot of you guys, you know, it took a long time for things to really bounce back after COVID, you know, but I don't know, like, with, like, so many restaurants closed and bars and whatnot, and, you know, things do, for me, seem to be, like, I don't think they'll ever, especially in LA, I don't think things will ever be quote-unquote normal, but, you know, things are going back, but there are a few industries that, like, have kind of suffered. You know, service industry is a huge one. Like, so many restaurants closed in LA, and I'm sure it's probably really hard for clubs, and, you know, so, I mean, who knows, but it was an unfortunate incident. I also saw that Justin is opening a golf course outside of Nashville, huge golf course at that. So, if you're ever in Nashville, you know, fucking go to the golf course. I guess I don't golf. It's so funny. I tell this story, and I know I you know, if you guys have been listening for a while, you know that sometimes I'll tell stories on here and not remember if I've told them before, because I used to have two other podcasts. Now I only have one other podcast, but still, like, I used to, you know, I'll tell stories, but I'm like, I don't know if I told this on this podcast. So I'm pretty sure that I didn't tell this story. So maybe you guys will appreciate it. But I've spoken about all my ex-girlfriends on this show, but one of my ex-girlfriends, the one that was a model who cheated on me and whatever, when her and I broke up, that was like, I mean, breakups are always hard, but that was the one that really, like, I had to go to therapy. Like, that one really fucked me up, and because I lost a lot of myself in that relationship, and I didn't realize it, because when you're in it, you're in it, but then when you are out of it, and you don't know who you are anymore, like, that's a scary thing, because I'm a pretty, like, you know, I'm not trying to toot my own horn or everything, but, like, I'm pretty strong, dynamic, like, you know, but, you know, sometimes when we're in love, things happen, and when we had broken up, you know, I was lost. I wasn't suicidal per se, but I was definitely, I remember just thinking, like, I'm not going to kill myself, but I know why people do, because this is a horrible feeling. And I got it. And I wanted to, like, I became a yes man, because I knew that when I was by myself, alone, and this goes for breakups, by the way, you know, for the most part, you know, when you're by yourself, alone, in your thoughts, like, that's when it's the hardest, you know, and that's why you got to surround yourself with friends and family, and you got to stay busy, you know, because you don't want to dwell. You just got to, you know, you're going to hurt and all that stuff, but, like, the more you do to occupy your mind and your time, it's a little bit easier to deal. And so I was doing that, and I was, you know, I was going to bars and clubs with my friends and going out to dinner, and started going to church again, and just all these different things that I could do. And I told myself that I needed to find an activity that I could do that did, because, you know, when you're in a relationship for a long period of time, you know, she and I were together for 4 years, there's and I promise you guys, there's a moral to the story. It's coming. You do a lot of things together, and sometimes you things that you did before, you know, like for me, like for example, like going to Dodger games. Well, if I'm dating somebody and I'm in a serious relationship with them, they're going to go to Dodger games with me. Like, that's just the way it is. They don't have to be huge Dodger fans. They just have to be able to have a good time with me at a game. And it's not hard to have a good time with me at a game because I make it fun. I promise. Baseball's a boring sport, so I know how to do it. But just things like that. And so, like, now things that you enjoyed before still remind you of that person, and it sucks because, like, no, this was my thing. And then I brought her in or him in, and now it's reminding me, and that sucks because it was my thing, and it's still going to be my thing. But so, you know, I was searching desperately to find something that wasn't us, you know, like, you know, I started going to different restaurants and there's all this, and I was like, you know, I should start golfing. That's the moral of the story. You know, because a lot of my baseball friends, I played baseball my whole life. You know, a lot of once we stopped playing baseball, they all started golfing. And for me, I'm like, no, dude, I could still play baseball. Like, I'm still an athlete. And I still, to this day, play baseball. Like, I'm still an athlete. And I was like, I can't golf, dude. Like, I want to. But also, like, I thought about it because a lot of my friends were golfing. And like, okay, well, she and I never golfed. And I could spend time with my friends. So it's the best of both worlds. Takes my mind off of it. I learned a new skill, blah, blah, blah. And then I saw a posting looking for stand-up comedians to perform at the Comedy Store. All you had to do is bring, you know, 5 people or 7 people, whatever, and you could go on stage and do 6 minutes of stand-up comedy. And that was something that I had always wanted to do. And I was like, fuck, all I gotta do is bring 6 people and make up a routine. Let's fucking go. And I did it. And I did okay. And the rest is history. I never set foot on a golf course, and here I am 11 years later, and I just headlined a show in my hometown, and it was one of the greatest nights of my life. And, you know, everything happens for a reason, man. But Justin, good luck with your golf course. I'm sure it will be great for those who are into that sort of thing. But I am here to deliver some exciting things. On this week's episode, we're going to get back, I promise, to breaking down song lyrics. And like I said, I have a guest. Hopefully, we'll have them next week. I got to reach back out because my schedule is pretty easy next week. This week was a little stressful. Had a nervous break, not a nervous breakdown, an anxiety attack the other day, and it's a whole thing. Also, no, I'll save that for next episode. We'll see how it goes. Anyway, I was in Texas this past weekend, as you guys may or may not know, depending on how well you pay attention. But I had gone because I wanted to go to the Pop 2000. It was they came here to LA when it was WrestleMania weekend, and I had a wedding to go to, and so it was just like I just could not go while they were here. But when I looked on the calendar, I saw that they were in Dallas, and my best friend lives in Dallas. So I was like, okay, I was going to go to Phoenix, but I had just gone to Phoenix I was going to go to Phoenix the weekend after for work, you know, to do stand up. So I'm like, I don't want to drive to, because I fucking hate Phoenix, you guys. Phoenix is one of my least, and if you live in Phoenix, and you take offense to that, I'm sorry, you know that you live in a fucking shithole. It's not a shithole. I just don't like it. Phoenix is actually nice. Scottsdale's nice. I just don't like Arizona. I just don't. I get pulled over every time I go. Guess what? Got pulled over this last time, too. It is what it is, man. So I didn't want to drive to Phoenix to go to Pop 2000 and then come back and then have to drive out there a week later. So I looked at the calendar, saw that they were going to be in Dallas. I said, cool, I'll go. My best friend lives there. Make maybe do some shows there, hit up the comedy club, told them, you know, I was going to be there for work that weekend. They said, okay, yeah, we can book you the whole weekend. I said, fucking sweet. Yeah, I said work because I consider this podcast part of my job. It's one of my jobs. Thanks to you guys, I have enough followers on Spotify to make a little bit of money off this. It's not going to change my life, but we're getting there. So I was booked for comedy the whole weekend. So even though they were in Dallas, I couldn't go because I got a job doing stand-up. So on Sunday, they happened to be in Corpus Christi, which is about 6 hours outside of Dallas. And I'm like, well, this is my last shot, dude. There's another date in September in New Orleans, which I may also go to. But I was like, let's just go. Like I said, my best friend's there. I went. And super fun show. You know, it was at the Selena Auditorium. Chris came out with a Selena, like, jersey, and so did Eric from O-Town. And just a fun show, dude. Like, a throwback. You know, as you guys, I'm sure most of you know, is Ryan Cabrera. Oh, gosh, what's his name from LFO? It's not Brian. You guys hate me right now. What is it? Oh, the guy from... Is it Brian? No. Brad. Okay. And then you guys, I'm so sorry, but I mean, this is an InSync podcast, so whatever. But I knew Rich Cronin had died because that was like a big deal, but I didn't know Devin had died either. Like last year, I guess, from LFO. I had no idea. I literally, oh no, he died a few years ago. Brian died last year. Like, it's just so, like, I didn't realize that all these guys died. Like, I just didn't know. And, so, you know, O-Town performs, they do some of their songs, and then Brad comes out, and then they do some LFO songs, and then they do some more O-Town songs, and then Chris comes out, and they do some NSYNC songs. And, I mean, I'll be honest, seeing Chris just have fun out there was great, but also just like hearing, you know, because I listen to NSYNC a lot, and you know, Justin a lot and whatever, but that's like, you know, on the radio or my earphones or whatever, you know. And this is the first time that, I mean, other than obviously when I was at the One Night Only, seeing an NSYNC song performed. I mean, I guess Justin sang Gone on the Future Sex Love Sounds tour. I remember that. That was pretty sweet. Did the little guitar thing. I mean, there's been occasions, but, like, it's not very often that you get to hear a member of NSYNC sing songs from NSYNC. And I got really emotional. And it was so funny because I was going to drive back from Corpus Christi. No offense to anybody from Corpus Christi, it's not the nicest place. And I was looking at hotel reviews and whatever, and I was just like, I was literally driving down there, going to the show and going to sleep and then driving back. That was like the plan. And for me, like, I drive so much for work doing stand-up that I can make a long drive, especially like if it means I don't have to pay for a hotel necessarily, because that means I make more money because I don't have to pay for a hotel. So I was going to drive back. And then, like, I hadn't slept well the night before. I know this is too much useless information, but trust me, wait till you get to the next part of this podcast. We had a, what was I saying? I was going to drive back. And then during the concert, I just got really tired. Like, also BB Mac did great at the concert. They actually made me emotional too. I you know, like, I like that one song. Baby, set me free from this misery. What's it called? Here I Am. You know, it's like, I don't think I had a BB Mac. I don't think, I know I didn't have a BB Mac album, but they did a good job. They look good. I don't know. I honestly have no idea what the lead singer's name is, but dude was fucking jacked. So give him that. At our age, not easy to stay in shape like that. Not easy for me to do it. I do it, but it's not easy. And they did great. They did a cover of More Than Words, which is one of my favorite songs of all time. I love that song, and they crush it. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be honest, you guys. you know, I've been so honest with you guys about my life from the beginning of this show, not this specific one, but like episode one all through now. What are we on, 80 now? I cry at concerts a lot. I do. I cry at concerts a lot because I don't, like, I love going to concerts. There's something about the atmosphere, being in it, having the fans. I mean, and I also love going to, like, baseball games. You know, like, there's something about the energy of the crowd that is, you can't really compare it to anything. It's a feeling. Like, it's just like, kind of like being on stage, you know, and doing well, you know, when I'm up there. It's just a high and a feeling that you're a part of something. Like, it's different when you're on stage and you're the one that's like kind of eliciting the reactions, you know, but to be in like the audience and just be all together and we're singing or somebody comes out that we weren't expecting or just whatever happens, you know, it's really great. And it, for me as an artist who, again, like, you know, performs on stage, it's just always so inspiring when I'm a part of moments like that. And so, yeah, like, I cry at concerts. But the thing is I don't just go to, like, any concert. Like, if I'm spending my hard-earned money, you know, and my money is very hard-earned, I'm only going to go to see artists I like. But if I like them or love them, like, I'm going to go and see them as often as I can because, you know, like, I mean, I don't want any of this to happen to any of the guys from NSYNC or whatever, but, like, you know, artists die sometimes. It's just a sad reality. You know, I've seen Linkin Park, Buck and Chester dies. You know, I never got to see Michael Jackson or Prince, which is why now I always see Justin, because I want to be able to say I saw him as much as I could, you know? And then maybe one day when him and I become besties, I'll be like, dude, I've spent so much money on your concert tickets. You have no idea, you know? And so, you know, when they sang More Than Words, BB Mac, like, yeah, I kind of got a little teary eyed because it's one of my favorite songs, like I said, but also they just did a great job with it. And it's hard because, like, you know, when you do, like, O-Town did a few covers and it was fine, but I think they just did it because there's a certain amount of stage time they have to occupy. And, you know, I'm not throwing shade, but, like, you know, they had some hits, but they didn't have, like, the massive library that, like, an NSYNC or a Backstreet or even 98 Degrees had. So, you know, for them to do, like, a full set and keep the crowd in it, you know, because they have to be in it. That's part of the show when you're there doing something live. You know, say they have some covers that will bring the crowd back into it if the crowd goes down or whatever, you know, just keep the crowd energy up. So I thought I did appreciate that. And they were doing a lot of the NSYNC dance moves and everything. But I'm going to put a disclaimer out here. This is not a podcast interview with Chris Kirkpatrick. He did not agree to be a guest on this podcast, so I just want to put that out there. However, I did go to a meet and greet before Pop 2000 so that I could meet Chris. And there's only, like, I want to say, like, maybe 7 or 8 of us. And I asked Carrie, who's the tour manager, if I could film it and record it. And she says, yeah, sure. So, Carrie, you said it was fine. Please don't sue me. But I have some exclusives from Chris Kirkpatrick of NSYNC that I was able to get down in this meet and greet. So you guys will hear from it right now. I forgot to bookmark one of these, so hang on.
My wife.
All right, here we go. This is me asking the
last question. Okay.
Oh, hold on. Actually, so, you know, I'm gonna play the whole thing from the last question. So let me go back a little bit. That was just a small sample.
Been happy because, you know, the way things were worded, it was,
yep.
I think Lance and JC and Joey would have been happy.
Yeah, we're still
came
going
down.
Hold on.
Man, you know, I love those three guys.
Yep, hold on, there's more
is happening that I'm just kind of like,
hold on,
who knows. And I was like, no, you know, I'm never say never, but
okay, we're almost there.
Last year, 2 years ago.
Yep. And what was great about this little excerpt
on in the last 20 some years, and those are all.
Sorry, guys. I had a small clip.
The Universal.
They did the
City
Walk. They did the little.
They had a little vignette, like screwed that up.
I think it
still kind of worked good, and it was kind of funny because I remember the first thing that they did.
Hold on.
Yeah, there was nothing really.
Almost there.
So we just kind of kept quiet, and there's no plan. They're really
sorry.
Before knowing there was a strike.
All right, here we go.
It was for a different project that I don't. Now we have a 6-year-old together.
Aww.
All right. Okay, so here we go. So, this is sorry. I had made a short clip of this, and just posted as like a teaser. But this is an excerpt. This is part of the meet and greet. But I got to ask the last question, and then I'm gonna go back and hear some of the other things that Chris said during this. But this is the big one right here. So on this podcast, I, you know, have talked, especially once, you know, we found out Better Place was coming out and everything, you know, I've talked about it a bunch of times, but it's like they kept this a secret. And in the age of social media, like, how is it possible that they kept it a secret? And then, you know, months later, before Everything I Thought It Was comes out, we find out they recorded another song. And so my theory, and I've said it several times on this podcast, was always that who knows what else they recorded. So we're going to get an answer to that. I didn't ask him about the reunion specifically, but you'll hear the question that I asked. And then what Chris shared, which is, well, yeah, I'll just play the whole thing. This is about like a 4-minute thing. So you're going to hear me ask the question, and then you're going to hear Chris Kirkpatrick elaborate on what I asked him. Okay. So like I said, this is not an interview. I'm at the meet and greet before Pop 2000, but we got some pretty good sound bites here.
Last question. Okay. So you guys, I'm assuming, recorded Paradise and Better Place in the same recording session.
And there was another song we did too.
What? Can we just rewind really quick, like, you guys? Peter got it on camera.
So you guys, I'm assuming,
one more
recorded
time.
Paradise and Better Place in the same recording session.
And there was another song we did too.
We got another song, dude. They recorded 3 songs, you guys. We've gotten 2 of them. There's one more. Now let's hear him elaborate on that song, though.
You heard it first.
Leak it.
You heard it first.
I don't know if that one. I don't know what's the deal with that one, because that was for a different project that I don't know if it's still going.
My question was going to be: was the plan to perform at the iHeart or the MTV Awards before knowing there was a strike, or was the plan always to get together for the one night only in LA? Or was there no plan until the last minute?
If you knew us, that's why I'm honestly telling you too. You're asking about what's going on next year. I'm like, same shit that's been going on. I'm like, I can tell you there's no plan. There really is nothing in stone. I mean, the strike really threw a wrench in the works. Like, that was, there was a lot that it kind of worked in our favor a little bit. So we just kind of kept quiet, and we couldn't talk about it, and we couldn't do anything about it. So, you know, it was what it was. And then it got released how it got released and leaked, and, you know, became this, you know, kind of guerrilla warfare type publicity for it. But yeah, there was nothing really planned. You know, I think originally they probably would have been like, if there wouldn't have been a strike, they're like, yeah, we can go promote the record on, you know, the talk shows or do whatever. But since the strike kind of screwed that up,
it
still kind of worked good. And it was kind of funny because I remember the first thing that they did was they, in LA at the Universal City Walk,
they did the little
they had a little vignette, like people came out and did the puppets, and they did a snippet of the song. And we're all sitting there like, oh my God, like, this is crazy. Like, we know what's going on, but
right,
nobody else really knows what's going on. And it's just kind of like, you know, everybody's probably, what are they doing to us? Like, what's happening? And that's tough, you know, especially, you know, the guys are all, you know, they're like me. We care about our fans. We care. We understand what's gone on in the last 20 some years, and we've all been around it. You know, I know that speaking for myself, and I've done a lot with Joey, and speaking for the both of us for sure, and I'm sure with the other guys, doing stuff like this, you know, doing meet and greets last year, 2 years ago, you know, it was, hey, so is there anything going on, any plans in the future? And it was always like, no. You know, I'm never say never, but, you know, no. So then knowing stuff was happening, but then we couldn't talk about it, it was even worse because, you know, it was kind of like, who knows? And we never purposely meant to, like, lead the fans on or tease people and just go. I'm an open book. I'll tell y'all anything, and, you know, there's nothing that is happening that I would be lying about. But, you know, at the time, there was really nothing. There was talks. There was actually talks for a while. We did Coachella with Ariana Grande a couple years ago, and right after that, there were some talks about the four of us doing something, and I was like, yeah, it's gonna have to be something crazy, because that's, to me, I started this band, and that's not the band. You know, I love those three guys, but the four of us are not in sync. The five of us are in sync. So, you know, when those discussions came up, then it came down, all right, well, this is what it's gonna be. I was like, yeah, definitely no now. So I'm kind of the one that kiboshed that. I was like, nobody would have been happy. Fans wouldn't have been happy. I definitely would have been happy. I think Lance.
Okay, really quick, like, sorry, timeout. I think he's meaning to say they wouldn't have been happy, but for some reason he keeps saying we would be happy, and because he's saying that it's not in sync without Justin, but then he's saying like we would be happy. So you could hear it again, but like, what he's saying is like, no, it should be all four of us. But instead of saying wouldn't, he keeps saying would. And I'm like, wait a minute. But I just think he just, you know, when you're talking in front of people sometimes. But I think I'm pretty sure he means they wouldn't have been happy if it was just the four of them.
JC and Joey would have been happy. But I definitely would have been happy because, you know, the way things were worded, it wasn't, you know, what I would have agreed to, and it just wasn't right, and it just didn't, it never felt right without the five of us. And we do stuff like, you know, I'm gonna do NSYNC songs tonight, and without the five of them, that's what we do, you know. But that's not a slight against them saying this is what the band, obviously it's not what the band sounds like. I don't sing most of the parts I'm singing tonight, which is way easier at the Wiltern when I'm standing back behind that curtain and I'm going, I just got to do that harmony again. Open that damn curtain. I'm ready. I'm out there just like smiling. Just like, is this great or what? I'm not carrying it. Go ahead. Sing it, Justin. And then JC walks out. We had this part where.
I love this part.
God, I'm throwing him under the bus. I don't mean to throw him under the bus, but it was funny. We had this part where, you know,
You'll hear another clip in a second where he's talking about JC. Not this one. There's another clip.
Just did some staging and stuff for it. I was like, no choreography too? I'm like, this is gonna be a piece of cake. And we walk out, and then we're supposed to spread out, and I'm supposed to go out on the end, and JC comes in there, and we start doing it, and JC's kind of singing, and he really gets into it, and like I said, he's a little nervous, and he starts walking out towards the end, and I'm like, I'm gonna go stand on JC. I'm like, what the hell? So I looked over, so I was like, all right, I'll jump in the hole. So I filled in the gap, because, you know, it's all spacing, it's all gaps and all that. And I fill in the gap, and I'm looking, and I'm like, dude, I'm supposed to be out there. And he's looking at me like, dude, what are you doing there? And then I'm looking at him like, dude, you're supposed to be singing right now. And he kind of messed up. And then Joey's like, oh, I almost sang. I'm like, Joey. Let's not get crazy.
You're so funny.
If Joey would have come in on that part, I probably would have quit. I would have just went. No, and I can make fun of Joey. Joey, like I said, Joey and I do stuff. Joey and I are performing next weekend, right?
Okay, so that's that clip. So I'm pretty sure this is the clip where I ask him. He's talking about like what the tour would look like Oh, I think this is the clip. Hold on.
Just me, but you know, we actually get along great. And
you're talking about JC.
He was just on my podcast a couple weeks ago, and you know, I even talked about it on that. I was like, it's so weird that we're polar opposites in the attitudes of the band. You know, he can sing his nuts off. I mean, he definitely, nothing against Justin at all, but JC's got the greatest voice in our band for sure.
So I don't know if you guys know. Well, no. If you've been listening from the beginning of this podcast, episode one, I talk about this. Like, Justin Timberlake is my idol. If you meet me in person, you could tell me to open up my phone and you'll see my screensaver. It's a fucking picture of Justin Timberlake, Man of the Woods tour. And the reason I have it, I mean, he's my idol, but also I read a book. I'm pretty sure it's the book You Are a Badass by Jen Sincero. And it talks about, like, you know, it talks about like working and whatever, but there's also a part about manifesting, and talks about like if there's like, you know, like a dream home or a this or whatever, like have somewhere where you can see that image on a daily basis to remind you like to keep pushing towards that thing. And so for me, it's like, I mean, would it be great to be as famous as Justin? Of course. But like, I just want to be like, you know, I was in my hometown, you know, a couple nights, or I mean, as I record this last night, but, you know, I got to headline a show in my hometown, and so many people that I've known, like literally my whole life, were there, and they haven't seen me. A lot of them, I've been doing comedy for 11 years. That's the first time some of them have ever seen me perform comedy, you know? So like, it was, I had, you know, parents of my friends, some of my best friends that have known me since I was a kid, you know, now see me up on there on that stage, and you know, like, it feels great. So I would love to be like at Justin's level, of course, because it just feels good even at my level, you know. So anyway, I've talked about this, but in the first podcast I said, you know, Justin's my idol, but in real time, JC was my favorite member of NSYNC. You know, like, I just, he was great, dude. You know, it was the two of them, and if I had to pick a favorite, it was him back then. And then Justin became Justin, and I still love JC, but Justin's Justin now, you know? If JC got out there more, he'd still be my number one. So anyway, here's more.
And I do the harmonies. Like, I harmonize with him all the time. And
let's just go back to where he talks about how great JC is, because that's what I've been saying.
JC's got the greatest voice in our band, for sure. And I do the harmonies. Like, I harmonize with him all the time. And then when it comes to attitudes, you know, JC's just like, he's very quiet, you know, just like, hey, nobody ever knows. I don't know what his girlfriend doesn't know what he does half the time. Very mysterious. So when we just hang out, it's great because we are so really close. Our families have been close. You know, we used to spend all our Thanksgivings together after the group broke up and everything. So, or sorry, took a hiatus, whatever it is. I know, bad word.
The one where they were on
the road. The crazy NSYNC fans, don't say the H word. Don't say hired.
Okay.
My wife.
That's the clip I just played. I'm trying to figure out what clip this is. Did I play the clip already? There was another clip. I think I might have played it. I was just zoned out for a second.
When it comes to what's happening, it's not like a secret thing anymore. It's not like when we talk about it, it's not like.
So this is when someone asked. It wasn't me, but I have a follow-up question on here, and you'll hear it. But you know, they're asking him like, after, you know, now that they've done something, like, you know, what's the plan? And so he's like, yeah, like, now we can talk about it because we've done stuff, and he's kind of explaining what the plan is right here. So you heard it first, right here.
When it comes to what's happening, you know, it's not like a secret thing anymore. It's not like when we talk about it, it's not like, oh, who knows, you know, whatever. You know, I can honestly tell you that, you know, there is stuff we're trying to work out. And, you know, there's just a lot of moving parts, a lot of pieces. Everybody has their own manager now. Everybody has their own everything. And getting all those people together to figure out what it would be and, you know, how's it going to be? How would it work? Like, five of us go out. Justin's got five or six records worth of songs, you know? I mean, Justin could go out and just do a whole show by himself, and he is, you know? And some people are like, I don't even like the new record. I just like Justin. I love all his music, so I'm going to go out and see him.
Who the fuck doesn't like the new record? I feel like he's talking about Man of the Woods right there, which I still love, but, like, there are people that don't like it for whatever reason. Don't know why, but... Yeah, what are you talking about, Chris? Who doesn't love the new album? Everyone loves Everything I Thought It Was, but, you know.
So, you know, it's a matter of, would it be him doing some stuff and then us coming out and doing some stuff, or would it be us doing some stuff and then him doing some other stuff, or would it be
JC
just us and then,
stuff.
What?
Maybe JC doing some stuff.
Are you kidding me? JC was scared to death. When we came out, when we did the Will Turn show, we're standing back there, and he's beside me, and I'm just looking over at him. I'm like, hey, don't fuck up. Because sorry.
There was a little girl in the back.
A little bit here, but I was like, because for me, I'm like, I do this tour and this show all the time. It's like, I know what I'm doing. I do this, like, for a living. I was like, he was nervous. He hasn't done anything in so long, and I could see him over there. And
really?
I like to get digs in on him. Like, I know when I can get under his skin. And I was like, you know, hey, don't fuck up. And he fucked up anyways. But,
So, you know, there it is, dude. Like, you heard it first right here. And like I said, I asked Carrie if I could record. She said yes. I don't know if I asked her if I could put this on the podcast, but it's, yeah, I don't know. Sorry. So hopefully it doesn't get taken down. Please don't. Chris knows about the podcast. He shared it. We talked about it. I was too caught up in the moment to ask him to be on it, but he knows it exists now. He did already, but I had to remind him. And, you know, I plan on... Okay, I think I told you guys last week, but... So I wasn't 100% sure I was going to go down to drive down to Corpus because I didn't know how the weekend was going to go and how tired I was going to be to drive 6 hours on Sunday. But I had kind of circled the New Orleans date too, because I love New Orleans. It's my favorite city, for real. Like, I would never live there for a few reasons, but I love New Orleans. So any excuse I have to go would be great. And so they're going to be there in September, but also I love performing at that comedy club there. And I reached out to them, and I think I'm going to film my next, you know, I'll call it a special there in New Orleans, which would be perfect. And they said yes, so I'm going to try to do it to where I film and record my special the night before, because I think Pop 2000 is on a Saturday, so I would theoretically do it on the Friday. So if you guys live in and around New Orleans, I haven't got the date yet. I sent them the dates. I said this day would be great. So if it works out for them, if it's not already booked that weekend, yeah. So it's their show is September, and I mean, if it happens, I will definitely talk about it more and more on this fucking podcast. But if it happens, I would ideally do it. And the only thing is, September is still kind of like awful in New Orleans, like weather-wise and humidity-wise. But still, it would be so cool to record my special Friday night and then go to Pop 2000 again on Saturday night. Like, when, and then all just on top of that, just be in New Orleans for a couple of days, which is one of my favorite cities. So it's not set in stone yet, but if you live in New Orleans or plan on going to that New Orleans show, that's what I have planned. It would be cool to have listeners of the podcast come see me do what I do live, and then we can go to Pop 2000 together, you know? So anyway, why did I tell you guys? Oh, so yeah, I didn't know that I was going to go down to Corpus, or I already said that. So now we have, you know, Chris on record saying that there's another song that they recorded. There's at least one more new NSYNC song. We know that. We have Lance on People saying that they would like to record more music. He was in an interview with People. I forgot to talk about that at the top of the hour. And then you have Chris saying that there are things in the works. And I've talked about this too. I've talked about it on here when we knew that Justin was coming out with a new album, and we knew that there was a new song, and that maybe there was a potential tour and whatnot. Like, all right, are they going to tour together? And maybe Justin, I said, you know, it'd be more work for Justin, but like, you know, Justin sings some songs, then NSYNC comes out, and like that would be fucking great. It would be more work for Justin, but like he's already performing an entire, you know, I'm assuming close to 2 hour set by himself anyway. I mean, not completely by himself. He's got his band and his dancers and whatnot and his backup singers, but you get it, you know? So now that he said that, like, you know, what they're looking at, like, what things could be, what it could look like, I'm like, that's what I said, dude. So now I know they all listen to the podcast, and they're like, that's a good idea, Peter. If you guys are still listening, Lance, Joey, Chris, Justin, JC, definitely try to do something at the Sphere, some sort of residency. We can make that shit happen. That would be fantastic. But tell us, like, a year ahead of time so we can save up. Well, actually, I'm telling you guys now. It's going to start happening. They're going to do something in March next year. I'm calling it now. You heard it first. But anyway, you have them saying that. They have stuff in the works. They just got to map it out. They all have different managers. And so now it's like, okay, new music. Something's going to happen. Something's gonna happen. They're doing it. We're gonna get something, dude. You said it. They just, you know, and that I believe. It's like, okay, things are in the works, but like, you know, Justin's worrying about his tour. Joey's got, you know, they all have stuff, but like, they're gonna get together and start nailing this down, guys. Start saving your money now, okay? With that being said, I can't thank you guys enough for listening to this. Thank you, Chris, for being so gracious and sharing this podcast. You know, thank you all you guys for listening. Those of you guys that I just met this weekend at the Pop 2000, you know, nice meeting you all. You know, if you're listening to this podcast, follow me on social. I'm on all the platforms. Peter Serz, S-E-R-S, X, I keep calling it X, Spotify, subscribe. Like and share, you know, subscribe on Apple Podcasts. If you listen on Apple Podcasts, leave a review, rate it on Apple Podcasts, follow me on Instagram, Facebook, all the things, dude. It would help me so much. Again, thank you for listening to the Here We Go podcast. My name is Peter Serz, and thank you once again, all the guys from NSYNC, but Chris Kirkpatrick for answering some awesome questions for us, giving us some insight. I'll see you guys next week. Bye.